The Veterans Affairs Department is losing two senior technology executives. Another senior cyber executive at the Homeland Security Department is heading to the private sector. And a leader in the federal cloud computing community is switching agencies. Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, is keeping score in his Inside the Reporter's Notebook feature for this week. And he joins us now with details. Hi there, Jason.
Good afternoon, Jared.
So who's going where? And I guess let's start with VA, because that's where you start in the notebook.
That's where I start in the notebook. And I think that's one of the most surprising things going on. So two people are leaving VA. Charles DeSanto, he's the Executive Director for Enterprise Technology and Infrastructure Engineering, and Stan Lowe, who is VA's Chief Information Security Officer. Now, they could be the first two of several, according to my sources, of a wave or an exodus of people from VA's IT office. Now, I've heard as many as three others could be on their way out the door fairly soon. I'm not going to tell you their names yet. You have to wait for another edition of The Notebook.
Ooh, tease.
Well, actually, I got to get them confirmed first. But the real, what's going on here is you have people who are deciding to move on for several reasons. And I think that's what's interesting. I mean, VA has been under a lot of pressure. We know that from their scheduling problems, the management problems, but the IT shop has been under even more pressure from the House Veterans Affairs Committee for their cybersecurity challenges, their problems, or what the House VA committee believes is really a dereliction of duty. Now, so these two people leaving is just another sign. I mean, they would be probably the third, three total in the last month. And if more are coming, that could be major changes over at VA. The other one I want to mention is I've gotten confirmation from multiple sources that Maria Rote is heading to a new agency. Now, she has been working at the General Services Administration as the Director of Federal Risk Management Authorization, the FedRAMP program. She's been there since January 2013. I have multiple sources telling me she's going to be the Transportation Department's new Chief Technology Officer. Mm-hmm. So that's a pretty exciting job for her. She's been over at running the FedRAMP program really since it kind of went from initial to full operational capability.
Right.
And it's just been one of the really stalwarts out there of really getting cloud computing security standards in place, getting people to use them, helping people understand them. I've heard from multiple people, she's a superstar and she'll do great at transportation. The last one I'll mention of the day is Homeland Security Department.
Mm-hmm.
That's Jenny Mena, who is the DHS's Director of Stakeholder Engagement and Cyber Infrastructure Resilience, another great acronym, SECIR, SECR. I'm not sure how to pronounce that one.
I'm not sure on that one either.
But she is heading out the door. She's heading to the private sector as of August 15th will be her last day. And she's the second one in the last couple of weeks. Larry Zelvin, if you remember that, from the NKIC.
That's right.
He's heading to the private sector as well. So a lot of change happening, and it's always makes things interesting.
And let me quickly circle back to VA. I mean, you mentioned the intense oversight from congressional committees around cybersecurity, but also notably some, leadership changes at the very, very top of VA. Do we know if that has any connection to these departures?
So right now, you can't make a one-to-one connection, but mm-hmm. You're right. I mean, Secretary Robert McDonald officially came on board around July 30th. You had DepSec Sloan Gibson has been in place since February, and there is that belief that people want to bring in their own people. So, and that includes senior executives, whether it is the CIO or the CFO or whomever. And these people who I'm talking about, Charles DeSanto and Stan Lowe, answer up that chain to the CIO,
sure,
to the DepSec. So to see some turnover is not unexpected, but I think it's the rate of turnover that's really a little, not scary, but I'll say is disconcerting because of the challenges VA's had. Not just from a management perspective, but also from a cybersecurity perspective.
Right. Okay. In our last minute and a half here, let's pivot to procurement. You've got a couple interesting solicitations from, again, VA and also HHS, yeah?
Yeah. So the two procurements that stood out to me this week I thought was worth highlighting is one, VA has issued their request for information for their what they're calling their next generation of their T4 contract. If you remember, T4 is a huge IT services and products contract, has a $12 billion ceiling over 5 years. It's actually going to end next June, so June of 2016,
right.
It's going to end. So they're starting the RFP, the RFI process, the acquisition strategy today, if you will, and in place to get in place over the next year and a half. And it could take that long because if you remember last time,
they learned that with T4.
Ton of protests. And it's being used a lot. $1.5 billion have gone through T4 already. The other one, let me highlight real quick, is HHS. And this is really fascinating because this goes back to a story that I wrote back in July about their buyers club. And this is the first acquisition that's going to come out under that buyers club program. And the idea behind that here is how do you get innovative technology into the agency quickly. And we have details on that. We're going to have that up on federalnewsradio.com later today, and people can find out more about that acquisition.